Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42.
Puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Well, you know what, boys? It's the new year, and you know you should be back into the swing of things with your health and fitness routine. Hopefully that means you're using world-class nutritional supplements from Legacy Sports Nutrition. Whether it's bestsellers like TestX9 Testosterone Booster, Recovery PM Sleep Optimizer, or the delicious Salted Caramel Whey Protein, you can be sure you're using elite-level products. Now, this show, K100, is the most used discount code ever at LegacySubs.com, and we can't thank you enough for the loyalty to both Legacy and this show. Using that code supports our show and Legacy, which, as you know, is brought to you by Nick on Probation Aldis and Mickey James. Legacy wants to reward you, our K100 family. So every customer that uses code K100, that's K100, at LegacySubs.com through the end of February, will receive a free water-resistant Bluetooth speaker while stocks last. That's awesome. So level up your performance, well-being, and mind with LegacySubs.com, and don't forget to use the code K100 at checkout, and we're giving you a Bluetooth speaker for being a loyal members of LegacySubs.com.
Free speaker, huh?
Ooh. What do you use, Joe?
Yeah, I definitely use the Recovery PM every night. I sleep way deeper. You wind up having these vivid type dreams. You're out like a light and you wake up and there's no fogginess or like, if you use like some other sleep aid, sometimes you wake up foggy, but not with Recovery PM.
I've been using the desiccated liver pills.
Oh, cool.
They've been great. I feel great.
They're the reason we've been with them for 2 years.
Maybe three even at this point.
3 years. The fact that we have the most what?
With the most buys with our referral code, we beat everybody else, yeah.
All right. So this works. They have a whole array of supplements. Go check it out. You know, get your supplements at Legacy Subs. Boom.
Hey, have you guys gotten any storms in Vegas yet?
Just rain.
Okay, so there's a storm. It's called the Pineapple Express, and it started in Hawaii, went up through Canada, hit Northern California yesterday, and it's hitting Southern California today. It's a big one. We had a big one last week, too. And then from here, it goes to Arizona. I don't know if it's going to hit Vegas.
Right. You know, it's funny. I read about this, that they were saying the like these storms could be really bad because, like, you know, California doesn't really have the
floods
because they're so infrequent. They're not really prepared for floods.
Right.
But the funniest thing, like everybody was talking about how this is like a like climate change. But the reality is like this is a like recurring, this like happens periodically, like every like 100 years or 80 years or stuff like that. Like, you know, like there's like a weather pattern where this will just, you know.
I mean, well, here's the thing. Here's the thing, Disco. My feeling on this is obviously there's a cyclical weather pattern that's going to happen no matter who's on Earth. At one time, you know, was the Ice Age. At one time, Africa was part of North America. You know what I'm saying? So,
like, Northern Africa was a jungle.
Yeah,
now it's a desert.
Right.
Right.
So, you know, it's cyclical.
Like
it's cyclical. It's cyclical. But we cannot be blind to the fact that pollutants in the air is not good for our climate. So that's also part of the problem.
I agree with that. But I'm reading, I get in rabbit holes in this, right? There's
right.
enough credible counter arguments. I'm not saying like people aren't denying that, you know, as more people come in the planet, they use more resources. Yes, things are going to get warmer, right? But the level of danger it presents like to our immediate future is like grossly overstated. You know, like we're thinking like what's a climate emergency, like we have to take action like drastic, like our country specifically, and like the European nations say we have to take action drastically now. But you're like, okay, that's great from a moral standpoint, you know, maybe, you know, but it provides like a lot of financial burden on middle class and poor people to drastically change the way they live based on the policies they want to like contribute, right? It's going to create a lot of poverty to deal with the problem. And the thing is, bro, you got like now Saudi Arabia, Iran, Russia, China, India, like things with massive populations of people, massive land areas. They're all signed up for this new union called, you know, called BRICS. And bro, they're all in on gas still and fossil fuels. So it's like, you know, you're saying like common sense would dictate. It's like, wait a second. If we represent 13% of the fingerprint on the climate, okay, our country, our the 331 billion people, our landmass area, and you want to like put a lot of financial burden on people to like drastically change the worldwide climate, you know, 75% of the other countries are not contributing with you. It seems like a really ridiculous like venture to continue to undertake right now. It's like we should pause like the things that we want to do to change the climate. Say, hey, Hank, hang on, maybe we should just do this more gradually. Instead of like saying, oh, we want to go to net zero by 2030. That's impossible, especially if 75% of the world is still using fossil fuel. You know what I'm saying? So,
okay,
go ahead.
I'm going to read something to you that just by perchance, I had written some notes, right?
Right.
And I said, this could be a future K100 talk, but I'll bring it up right now. So I'm going to read this to you. Okay. Scientists at oil and gas giant ExxonMobil predicted climate change decades ago. By looking at Exxon's projections between 1977 and 2003, Harvard researchers found the company's modeling predicted both the rise in temperatures over the years and when human-caused climate change would be identifiable. Researcher Jeffrey Supran underscored Exxon's science, but noted that the company then spent the next couple of decades denying that very climate science that they knew was happening. In 2015, Exxon was widely criticized after a leaked document showed that the fossil fuel company predicted the world would feel dramatic environmental effects before the year 2050. ExxonMobil's own scientists actually predicted future global warming in reports dating back to the late 1970s and early 1980s, despite the company publicly continuing for years to cast doubt on climate science and lobby against climate action. According to a new analysis, burning coal, oil, and gas produces carbon dioxide and nitrous oxide, cutting down forests, which is deforestation. Increase in livestock farming, fertilizers containing nitrogen produce nitrous oxide emissions. Greenhouse gas emissions blanket the earth, they trap the sun's heat. This is the last thing I'm going to say. About 20 years ago, scientists realized the ozone layer over the Antarctica grew thinner during the winter and spring. This thinning became known as the ozone hole. It resulted from chemicals called chlorofluorocarbon, CFCs, and aerosol spray cans and refrigerators. The ozone layer is the common term for the high concentration of ozone that is found in the stratosphere 15 to 30 kilometers above the Earth's surface. It covers the entire planet and protects life on Earth by absorbing harmful ultraviolet UVB radiation from the sun. Bro, what more can you say?
Okay, I will give a complete counterpoint to that. All right.
Go ahead.
So what they've just reported there, all right, is they have a thesis, okay, and they've said a lot of things.
It's a report by ExxonMobil.
Let me finish.
Which if okay, they're let me giving, just say this. If let me just say this. You're not if it wasn't leaked, but let me that's just not, say you, this. That's, if that's it wasn't point. Leaked, we wouldn't know about it. Continue.
We do know about it. Okay, because there's tons of climate scientists that are repeating this. The problem is that what is the cause effect of this happening? Okay, now I want to read you something here. Okay, this is somebody. This is like because I got a guy here that like is literally like providing a lot of data. Saying that a lot of that stuff is fear porn and it's just junk, right? It's like you're just trying to scare people into thinking. Like,
so there's a hole in the ozone layer, and that's not a fucking thesis. And this okay. We shouldn't fear that, which protects us from the UV rays.
What's going to happen? Give me some effects of that.
I just read it to you. The UV rays that protects us.
You've said the UV rays that protects us. Okay, you haven't given me the effect. What harm that is going to cause and what period of time is going to cause it in.
I don't know what period of time it's going to cause it in, that's not a good thing if there's a hole in our ozone layer that protects us from ultraviolet rays.
Okay, let me read something to you.
Is that good for you?
This is what has been around. Dude, it's been
especially the bigger it gets.
Let me read something to
you.
Let
me see. The ozone layer was not been like that for a long time.
I got you.
The scientists found reported evidence, the first reported evidence of ozone depletion in 1985. And they tracked the layers every year since 79.
Okay, let me read something to you. Okay. Because this narrative, this rhetoric has been going on for years and years and years and years. Mm-hmm. In 1968, they said overpopulation will spread worldwide. 1969, everyone will disappear in a cloud of blue steam by 1980. Now, these are what scientists have
said. I've never heard of this.
Okay, no. Of course you haven't. These are periodic things that have been said by – I'm giving you a timeline because somebody's like, I've got a whole freaking thing here of like tons of information. Like
right.
But this is a timeline of things that were forwarded by the climate activists, like starting them back in 1960s. And this is what they've said over the years. Okay.
Right.
And you have to keep record of this because people that are saying, okay, oh my God, there's a hole in the ozone. Okay. I'm trying to say to you, okay, how is that going to affect me and you? How is that going to affect our life? What's the danger? People have given predictions, and I'm going to repeat how inaccurate the predictions have been. Okay. 1969, everyone will disappear in a cloud of blue steam by 1989. 1970, these are things that have been reported.
I know. I never heard that. That's the first time I've ever heard it.
Because this is
okay,
so far back.
I'm not saying it's not true. I'm like, what? Blue steam?
I'm telling you.
The fuck's that?
Let me just repeat. These are things that they've been saying.
Why blue and not purple? What's the deal here?
Right. Over, 1970. The world will use up all its natural resources by 2000. Mm-hmm. In 1970, they also said urban citizens will require gas masks by 1985. In 1970.
What?
These are what they were saying back in 1970.
I know, but I can't believe I've never heard this. This is weird.
Okay, so say it's okay. In 1970 also, nitrogen buildup will make all land unusable. Also in 1970, they said decaying population will kill all the fish. In 1970s, killer bees will take over the earth. 1970, they said we'll have an ice age by the year 2000. Also 1970 was a big year for... You know, scientists came out and everything. Okay, they said America's subject to water rationing by 1974 and food rationing by 1980. Okay, so this is when the 60s and 70s is when the climate fear porn started, because they said the ozone layer is gonna, you know, like all this drastic stuff. These are things that they were saying would happen. Okay, and I just want to fast forward to like because now. There's a lot of it. I'm going to read some of it because they're fascinating to actually read. This is what they were saying back then. 1970, America's subject water. Okay, 1971, the new ice age would become by 2020 or 2030. So they said like a year earlier they miscalculated. Then in 1972, the new ice age would be by 2070. In 1972, they also said oil would be depleted in 20 years. 1974, they said space satellites show new ice age coming fast. 1974, another ice age is coming. 1974, ozone depletion is a great peril to life. That's in 1974 they started saying this. Okay.
Right.
1976, scientific consensus, planet cooling. Famines are imminent. Okay. 1977, the Department of Energy says oil will peak in the 90s. 1978, they said no end in sight in 30 years in the cooling trend. 1980, acid rain kills life in lakes. They literally thought the acid rain was going to start raining down on people.
I remember that.
Right. All right.
I don't remember the blue steam yet.
Right. The
gas mask.
Peak oil in 2000. Right. 1988, regional droughts that never happened will be recurring in the 1990s. In 1988, also said temperatures in D.C. will hit record highs. In 1988, Maldives Islands will be underwater by 2018. Okay,
this is still that age.
Right. 1989, rising sea levels will obliterate nations if nothing done by 2000. 1989, New York City's West Side Highway underwater by 2019. That was the Al Gore stuff. They said the New York City's West Side Highway will be underwater by 2019. Okay.
Right.
1996, peak oil in 2020. The same oil is going to peak in every 10 years.
Right.
They said by 2000, children won't know what snow is. It's never going to snow anymore. 2002, famine in 10 years if we don't keep eating fish, meat, and dairy. 2002, peak oil in 2010. 2004, Britain will be Siberia by 2024. And in 2005, Manhattan will be underwater by 2015. 2006, we'll have super hurricanes that will wipe out everything. 2008, the Arctic will be ice-free by 2018. They thought the Arctic is going to melt in 10 years, right?
Right.
2008, climate genius Al Gore predicts ice-free Arctic by 2013.
Climate genius, I like that.
Yeah. 2009, climate genius Prince Charles says we have 96 months to save the world.
Yeah.
2009, UK Prime Minister says 50 days to save the planet from catastrophe. Bro, like now we're today. There's still the rhetoric is no different. Okay.
Okay. Can I just say this?
I'm not saying that we should not tackle climate change, but trying to forward this as an immediate emergency is asinine.
Hey, Mel, Bry here. Gotta work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy!
Hey, Mikey! If you're gonna puke, find the popcorn bowl! But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm gonna get you that budget. Just as soon as... Mikey! Popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
So guess what, boys?
Yo.
Public service announcement here. K100 with Conan and Disco is brought to you by Get Blitzed. Get Blitzed was created by Mickey Ray Sinatra from Mo Thug South plus Courtney, the brains of the operation. The big product here, the number one seller, is their nano-infused THC syrup. You know a lot of our listeners here like the THC. This is a real deal THC. Not the garbage they sell in the gas stations. The stuff in the gas stations is garbage.
Yeah.
It is super potent, like THC on steroids. It's a 5 to 15 minute onset with as little as a teaspoon. It's perfect for the weekend, for relaxing, for a party, and there's no hangover. You know what it's perfect for? Halftime of the football game. So you can take the teaspoon by itself, mix with water, soda, juice, and energy drink, whatever you want. The mix with the energy drink is fantastic, by the way. Flavors like cherry and grape are both delicious either way. Go to getblitzed.com and use the code K100 to get 15% off. That's GET-blitzed, BLITZED.com. I've been using this product. Great for watching football, got to admit. Great for watching hockey. Great for watching TV. Great for watching the soccer games in the morning. Great for after the gym if you want to wind down. So if you're looking to up your game and avoid low-quality imitations with shady ingredients, check out Get Blitzed now at GET-BLITZED.com and use our code K100, that's K100, to get 15% off. That ain't cheap. Order Enjoy, let us know on Twitter or k100questions@gmail.com about your experience. That's 50% off with the code K100 at kitblitz.com. Great product. I love the t-shirts too.
Yeah, I love the t-shirt too, the Kool-Aid guy.
Yeah, that's excellent. Well, it's funny because, you know, when he first wanted us to bring Get Blitzed aboard, you know, he sent us all a sample. And I got Cherry, and actually, I used it. I used the whole bottle, you know, just video games or even, you know, watching a movie like Disco said. And now I'm a paid customer. That's how much, you know, I enjoyed the experience. So, yeah, it's real chill. Like Disco said, halftime of a football game, or if you're just chilling watching a movie with your girl or with friends or whatever, it's a good time, and there is no hangover, just like we mentioned in the copy. You know, you're not going to feel like you drank the night before, or you're not going to feel woozy because you smoked too much or something. You wake up fresh as a daisy.
Well, this is what I like about it. Everything from listening to music, watching TV, football games, sports, movies, everything, it enhances everything that I'm doing. And my 10 favorite flavors are pina colada and grape. So get blitzed, get high without, you know, feeling shaky, without getting that garbage that you get at the stores or at the gas stations. This is a real deal. We all use it. We all love it. And as we said before, we're not going to endorse anything that doesn't work. So get blitzed at getblitzed.com. Boom.
The only thing I want to say, Disco, is that all the predictions you said from 1980 to 2006 or wherever you stopped,
right?
I would say that I heard of 90% of them. I actually read it.
Right.
And I would say 80% of them I thought, this is bullshit, straight up, right?
Right.
But the ozone layer does scare me a little bit because, you know, they tell you when you go to the beach to put on, you know,
right.
And now this ozone layer is getting bigger and bigger. And I just looked it up right now while you were talking. And it says ozone depletion can cause increased amount of UV radiation to reach the earth, which can lead to more cases of skin cancer, cataracts, and impaired immune systems. Too much exposure to UV is believed to be contributing to the increase in melanoma, the most fatal of all skin cancers. And I just think the bigger that hole gets, the more, and I don't know what year exactly, because I don't fucking,
let me tell you guys this. Go ahead, Dusko.
Go ahead.
Well, UNEP, which is the UN's Environmental Protection, right? This is from their website. It says the UN.
Before you continue, Joe, why are you so red?
I have no idea.
Are you shy?
I noticed that too. I don't know.
Did you take a fat burner or something?
Maybe it's high blood
pressure.
Yeah.
You take nitrogen?
Did you record well, Get My Go and get all fired up?
There's also these.
Right.
Energy. You know, very well could be the prime energy stuff. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Because this has the
niacin in it.
Yeah.
And he's soon to join Alex Abrahantes as the other hype man with the
Joe
jacket.
Joe should do the podcast with gloves. We should call him Joe Abrahantes.
Does he have a sweet hat?
All right.
So the UN-backed scientific assessment panel to the Montreal Protocol on ozone depleting in their quadrennial assessment report published every 4 years says, if current policies remain in place, the ozone layers are expected to recover to 1980 values before the appearance of the hole.
I did read that too.
Yeah, by around 2066 over the Antarctic, 2045 over the Arctic, and 2040 for the rest of the world.
Okay.
So we're on the right track then, which is
you are right.
Nice to hear because all you hear is the doom porn like Disco said.
Right, doom porn. But we have adapted over the years that you may not know as much about this as I do, because I live in Vegas. But I like to go to I do staycations. I like to go to the pool, right?
Right.
Bro, I'm 56 years old. When I was growing up, like, you go to the store and you buy suntan lotion. You use, like, 0, 2, or 4. You know, you put it because you want to get real tan, right? Now go to a store and watch how many sunscreeners and suntan, are available. Like Ultra Protection 50. That's like adaptation. That's what we do. We adapt. We see, okay, more people are, you know, we need to protect our skin. Let's develop more skin protection. And that's what we do. My whole point is adaptation over the years, as opposed to immediate emergency, you know, spend all this money to try and put a full stop to it, doesn't make sense. We've adapted as society over the years. I say we continue adaptation. I'm not denying climate. You know, Elon Musk, who is like one of the number one climate guys in the world, who's done more for climate with the electric cars, he even says, we're going way too fast trying to get to net zero. We still need fossil fuels. we can gradually get away from, but we can't, like Joe Biden's trying to say, well, by 2030, and then like Gavin Newsom, we want to eliminate fossil fuels. It's like, that's way too fast. You know, because you're going to electricity for one thing, and you do not have enough power grid set up to feed the energy
but
into the
electric
cars.
But you can see how we're slowly getting there. You see charging stations, you see more electric cars.
Exactly.
We're slowly going there, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. My thing is, like, I'm fine with slowly getting there. But don't sit there and try to tell 56-year-old people like me and you, you're 60, and say, like, you know, okay, you've got to get rid of your gas stove. You have to put solar panels, things. It's like, well, wait, time out. I'm not, you know, you have to get an electric car. You have, like, these are things
you're
going
to have to do it anyways in the future, depending how long you live. Yeah.
But I'm just saying our generation will kind of phase out. The new generation will bring that in. This is not an immediate concern, is the whole thing. You look at climate, the world, the climate's based on the sun. Okay, the sun is the number one factor for the climate, and we still are studying effects of solar flares would affect the outer temperature, you know,
the cows pollutants and fluorocarbons in the air is another problem that can't be good for your health. Okay, that shit coming out of smokestacks in the East Coast that you see all the time in Ohio, that cannot be good for your health. Polluting the rivers by throwing all the waste in there, that cannot be good for your health.
I agree.
And the fact that another giant company, surprise, this case, ExxonMobil knew about this since the 70s and then denied it. It's like, why is nobody doing anything to these guys?
But the problem is, you need fuel to fuel an industrialized society. You can't have an industrial society. We're in the middle
of turning into electric. Yeah.
Right. We're in the middle of it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But my thing is, like, the people that are using the words emergency and these protesters that are...
Well, I need to bury somebody, and I can't bury you, so I'm going to bury Exxon and Mobil. Okay?
Yeah. So that's
our talks right now.
Right, it does. But here's my summation. This is my final
thought. Yeah.
We should know by now, with what, and especially over the past 10 years, how trust in the media has gone from like 70% to 30% over the course of like 10 years. Like tons of people don't trust the media before. That we should be very, very skeptical as human beings that if the government and the media is pushing something really hard, you should be very skeptical. It's like, wait, time out. Okay, I want to hear the other side.
Now they're in cahoots.
Which they weren't before. That's my point. So it's like, you know, that's why I'm... If they're shoving climate change down your throat, I'm skeptical. It's like, okay, I know climate change. I know it's hot. I know, but you're trying to sit there and tell me, when am I going to walk outside and the weather is going to change my life? Like every day I go, like the weather, bro, 7 times more people die in cold weather than warm weather. The summer months are like hot, but heat-related deaths compared to cold weather deaths, 7 times more in the cold. So I'm sitting there telling people, like, you know, Jesus, like Vegas's winters are warmer. And I'm like, people go like, I'm like trying to say, how is that a bad thing? It's not 36 degrees outside. It's 43 and 40. And like, you know, that's not, you're trying to tell me that like there's an emergency. That's not an emergency to me. You know, it's like the weather's more comfortable now. Like that's it. And you're trying to sell me I'm in an emergency situation. It's like, I'm not in an emergency situation. Stop selling me that bullshit. I'm not buying it. You know, that's my point. All right.
If you have any questions or comments on the subject we just tackled, send them to k100questions@gmail.com. Boom. Thank you for the support. Good talks.